It's Thursday, and welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, the new show that's really ready to switch to Team Red. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
There's no Rusty. Yeah, NVIDIA's screwing around again, meaning this whole year is going to be full of non-eventful upgrades for everybody.
I mean, I would say probably not, considering on top of recent announcements that the RTX 60 series, which is currently codenamed Rubin, will be delayed beyond its original late 2027 release window that NVIDIA had already shared. They have scrapped plans for the RTX 50 Super Series refresh of the 50 series cards that was rumored to be released later this year, mostly due to, it is believed, the limited availability of VRAM.
Well, that's usually what
specifically the higher density 3 gigabit chips, because that's usually what the super refreshes have, is more RAM.
Correct. More VRAM.
On top of being, for example, 5080 Super would in general be a 5090 chip. That because of production issues or whatever, you know, there's always failure on these chips in some way, shape, or form, has been cut down because of those failures, and they use a super refresh to be able to sell those more performant chips that maybe had enough issues to not be a 5090, but could still has enough good cores, etc., to be a 5080. So that's usually where those type of refreshes from NVIDIA usually come from. Current reports from Tech for Gamers and several other outlets suggest that NVIDIA may not release any super cards throughout the 2026 calendar year. And of course, the 60 series is delayed because, you know, good luck getting your hands on enough GDDR7 to actually produce cards in volume that you're going to have to produce them in.
Yeah, and I think the biggest issue is like AMD, right, hasn't really done ray tracing well, and FSR doesn't look as good as the what the hell is that called? The hardware optimization you get from NVIDIA.
DLSS.
Yeah. The AMD version of that. I'm having brain fart as well.
Yeah.
FSR. Yeah. It just looks blurry, and it has always looked blurry. And DLSS has always done a much better job at the upscaling than FSR.
The newest version of FSR doesn't look that bad, but you have to be on the newest AMD card. Use that FSR version. That particular version of FSR is not open source like previous versions of FSR.
Well, I would hope that with all of this RAM shortages that AMD's GPUs start to make a comeback, because they have been typically quite a bit cheaper. So that 9070 was like XT was like sub $1,000, which seems expensive, but compared to literally every NVIDIA card at this point, except for their lowest tier, is actually more affordable. And we're at a point where, you know, like me and Rusty would say that we're like rich. We just have no kid money, right? And with no kid money, affording something, let's say affording like at $1,500, while it has been hurt, has been doable. But looking at cards right now, 5090 is running for like $4,500, $5,500. No way. Man, I just put $7,000 down on a car. No way I'm putting $5,000 down on a single GPU. Like, I refuse, right? That's too much money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the high-end GPUs at this point are only really obtainable by the type of person who makes enough money that they can literally walk into a car dealership, sign a single piece of paper, and walk off the car lot inside 20 minutes with a brand new fucking lease. Like,
yeah,
that's where it's at. And unfortunately, with Samsung and SK Hynix trimming production and Micron getting rid of their consumer products altogether, in lieu of concentrating on memory for AI chips, man, it's not going to get any better anytime soon.
I was just looking at Newegg while we were talking, and for $729, you can get an ASRock Challenger Radeon RX 970 XT. Like, compared to, that's the highest end AMD GPU you can get right now. Which, compared to everything you can get with Team Green, I know it's not as good with the ray tracing and everything else. That may be the market that we're kind of pushed into if we do upgrades. And there's rumors right now that there's going to be a new AMD GPU coming out. So I'd be curious as to how it compares. If how it compares is not that far off and it's still sub $1,000, like, it blows the doors off NVIDIA. And I hope it does at this point. Like, NVIDIA, with its market share of AI, they're not going to lose money per se because nobody's buying their cards, but it might give more incentive for Radeon to be better, right? Or NVIDIA to drop some of their costs. Like, maybe at this point, with it being so expensive, like, subsidize some of the cost on your cards.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, even on the mid-range to low end, right? Intel's current big card, the B580, it's not really their big card because they've held off on producing that, of course, until they're, I think they're going to hold off on a higher end card until their market share kind of stabilizes. But I mean, their B580 tested, you know, like within 5% of the 4060 and the 4070 in a lot of games, like 5 to 7%. And at this point, that's a better value. If you're just looking at being able to game at 1080p,
even 4K, you know, honestly,
with medium settings, that card's great. AMD's mid-range at 1440p, you know, medium settings, you're fine.
Well, here's the thing, too. It depends on really on what you play. I was thinking to myself today, like, what do I actually play that really utilizes the 4090 I got? Because, again, I got 4090s before it went nutso, right, on cost. And I'm playing Kazan, which takes a somewhat beefy PC, but any Radeon could play the Kazan, right? And I'm playing some indie games that are pixel graphics. And I'm playing Minecraft with high-end textures. So, like, what am I doing right now that takes anything other than RAM? Nothing.
I mean, realistically,
it does help a little bit with Lightroom processing, but not enough to me to justify an additional $2,000 or $3,000 in cost. But I was just looking, like, I checked on a couple of things because right now NVIDIA is worth $4.51 trillion, right? If you look 5 years ago, the price of stock in 2021 as of February was $14.96. As of today, it's worth $185.41. Right?
Yeah.
It's nuts. It's the value of the stock itself. Like, the value of the company has just went up exponentially with all this AI stuff. I was looking at something else. It's like if you'd invested $1,000 in NVIDIA back in 2006 when it was worth 9 cents a share, right now you'd be a millionaire with a $1,000 investment 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So they're worth more than some countries.
Yeah. And Jensen's proud of it. Proud of it. So, you know, at this point, you know, guys, you know, I think a lot of gamers are going to be looking at sticking to old games, not running the latest and greatest at, you know, max graphics and 4K and everything else, because you're just being priced out of it. And until the AI hardware demand stabilizes, which at this point could take a couple more years because they're still trying to build data centers.
We're like a dog chasing a car, right? Like, we don't know what's going to happen when we catch the tire. Like, we don't really even know what we're using AI for at this point, you know?
Yeah.
We're just building it out like crazy.
But at this point, I mean, until all of that stabilizes, you know, this is going to keep happening with hardware prices. That's it, guys. Let us know what you're doing in the meantime. And until then, find full episodes of our full-length podcast, The Tiltcast, at tiltcast.com, along with the audio versions of these new shorts. You can find us on iTunes and Spotify. Subscribe there. And come back on Saturday for more news.
All right. We'll see you guys.